Last week we had a chance to begin to explore the opening sugya of the Perek Yom Kippurim. While in a certain sense the first discussion that the Gemara has at length is Chatzi Shir, that really, as we saw, Gemara raises that as a fascinating tangent within what's really the first topic, the opening topic of the Mishnah, and what the Rishonim deal with right away, even before Chatzi Shir, which is the Yisurim of Yom Kippur. And specifically, the Shar Yisurim, the Shar Inuyim. As you say, Yisurim of Yom Kippur, most broadly, that's going to include Melacha as well. So the Rambam opens Shvisas Asar, the Hilchos Shvisas Asar, and we'll get back to that name in a moment. The Halachas of Yom Kippurim, the Halacha Masa B'Zman Hazeh, the Archaim aspect of Yom Kippur, the Rambam has in Sefer Zmanim under the topic Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Shvisa on the 10th. And he opens with the mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say of abstain from malacha. The mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say lehisanos and shlo lecha v'lishtos. Opens abstain from malacha. That's not our focus right now. That is clearly an iser, which does apply to this mitzvah. And then what is our focus is a chiyuv to fast when it's forbidden to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. The Rama quotes immediately what the Brisa tells us in Ayin Dalam Alf in Maseches Yuma, that it's usher to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, and usher to do malacha on Yom Kippur, and both of those Yisurim, each of those Yisurim, carries a Chi of Karis. And then as the Gemara points out, the Mishnah goes on in Ayin Gimel Beis to list four other activities which are also forbidden Yom Kippur, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Hasan, Tashu Shamita. But the Mishnah used the term Asur rather than Chayev. That was the opening question of the Gemara. Why say merely Asur if you could say a greater, stronger Chiddush, which is Chayev? It's not just forbidden to eat and drink, it's a Chiyuv Karis. A Chiyuv Chatzis when does B'Shogim. The Gemara's first answer to that had been Chatzis Shir. Sometimes Achila, you're only Chayev if you eat a Shir Shalom, which the Mishnah goes on to describe the unique Shi'urim for eating and drinking Yom Kippur. Less if you eat less than that, so it's aser, but the chatzishir is aser, but now no onesh. And that had been the Gemara's opening answer to that question. That had been the pathway through which chatzishir comes into the sugya of chatzishir is placed here in the opening of the parak. So coming back once again. So it's the first teretz to this kasha of why aser rather than chayiv is chatzi shir, and that's the pathway through which the sugya of chatzi shir is placed at the beginning of Perek Yom Kippurim. And the second teretz speaks to our issue, which is, well, chayiv would only be relevant for achil and shtia. The other four are aser, but not chayiv, because there's no chiyuv kares for rechitza, sicha, nias ha-sandal, or tashu shamita on Yom Kippurim. So as such, the Mishnah chose the term Aser because that's true for all of the all five activities. Achila Shtiyah, once again, counting as one, as well as the four Shar Inuyim. And we had seen last time that the Balei HaTosfos argue strenuously that the clearly it's indisputable that Achila Shtiyah Aser Min HaTorah is a Chiyuv Karis. Clearly, the Gemara is the Gemara is very clear on Idalim Beis that when the Torah says v'nichrasa kol nefesh shalos una v'nichrasa, if you violate inui yekaris, the Gemara has a lengthy brayse on Idalim Beis to demonstrate that inui in that context refers to eating and drinking. Clearly, that's pshat in the pasuk. That's why there's a chiyuv karis. There's only a chiyuv karis, obviously, on thing, items which are behaviors which are forbidden by the Torah. So clearly, achilas shtiyah are awesome in the Torah. That's not up for grabs. But the question is, how about the other four? There's no chiyuv kares. So there's room to wonder whether they're an Isser D'oraisa or Isser D'rabbanan. And we saw last time that the Balei HaTosfos argue at length that the Shar Inuyim are only Aser Midrabbanan. Mutar Min HaTorah, Aser Midrabbanan. The trail begins with a Tosfos an Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. Savor Blad In. Quote Rabbeinu Tam. Brief. There's a long Tosfos, but in terms of this topic, it's a very brief, just a few lines from Yonatan. The Shar Inuyim are all Drabbanan. After all, you have these kulos that seem striking and surprising to say that you're allowed to, it's usher to bathe, but if you're dirty, it's mutter to bathe. It's usher to use lotion, but if there's some sort of skin condition, for medical purposes, you could pour the lotion. Again, leaving aside the question of refuah b'Shabbos, let's say it's serious enough that refuah b'Shabbos is not a problem. But sikh of Yom Kippurim is waived if it's b'makam b'choli. B'makam b'choli is no sakana. Mishnah says, and then that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam's nephew, the Ri, who expands on this. He says, not only the Bryson of Ein Zayin Beis, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Ein Gimel Beis. It said, Ready introduces sort of surprising kulos. It's important for the king to look well in public. It's important for the newlywed bride to look well around her husband. Okay, it's important, but that's not a reason to violate a sederaisa. And the Reed points out, the Mishnah goes on to have machlokes, whether a woman who's given birth in the last month or so is allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Clearly not talking about sakanas nefashos, because otherwise there's no machlokes. So then what's the high understand Rabbi Elezer, the Chacham Aser, clearly it's not sakana. So why is Rabbi Elezer matir if it's not sakana? Makom b'choli? What type of... all these tzarachim seem appropriate reasons to be makel on a din drabbanan. Hey mamre, hey mamre. They built in kule. They built in kule makom choli. They built in kule makom other tzarach. But that's the first argument of the Baal HaTosfos is content. The dinim have so many exceptions, and these exceptions have a drabbanan feel to them. They don't have a deraisa feel to them. And then the second argument that that these Isurim are merely drabanan is looking not only at the content but also at the source, looking at the way the Gemara presents the drushes. Now there are drushes. Tam and Tozer point out, well, the drushes, they must be esmachtas mi drabanan. So initially, the fact that there are drushes is a problem for Baal HaTosfos. But as you dig deeper into the Rush, b'shem the Ri and the Tosfos Yeshanim, it works in their favor because these drashos don't seem like drashos gemuras min haTorah. There are two drashos. The lengthier drasha on daf ayin vav that begins at bav ayin vav amud aleph and stretches all the way to ayin zayin beis. The word inui appears five times in chumash. So those are references keneged the five inuyim. Keneged. Immediately would be deraisa, but keneged me, that sounds like it's merely an asmachta. It's not actually, this drasha is not actually sourcing the din. It's not creating the din. It's not the source for the din. It's just it's an afterthought. Chazal created these yisurim drabanan, and then it says, by the way, there's even a remez in the chumash to it, but not nothing that would actually generate the din. And in terms of the first drasha, and Dam and Aleph Shabboson. Shavos, the Rush says, both in the Piskei Rush and also in the Tos Rush, he says, we've seen this Rush before in other contexts, and it's only Jin Drabbanan. It says, all these Surin Drabbanan of Shabbos are Nismechu on the Shabbos, of Shabbosam. So that's not the Drush Gemur over there, it's not the Drush Gemur over here. Okay. So that's the, sort of the two layers of the argument of Baal HaTosfos, that the Shaynim only are Drabbanan. They are Aser, and we absolutely, obviously, Orthodox Jews keep drabbanan with the same din drabbanan with the same fervor and vigor that keep din deraisa, but they are drabbanan. Both indicated both by the content, all these exceptions that have a drabbanan flavor to them, as well as by examining the drashos, they don't seem to be drashos gemuras min haTorah. Now the question is, how about the Rambam? So the Rambam says, we began to talk about the Rambam before, we said that he opens with Hilchos Shvi'is Asor comprising four of the Tariag Mitzvahs. An Aseh to be Shovis for Malacha, and a Los Aseh not to do Malacha, and an Aseh to be Misanet to fast, and a Los Aseh not to eat and drink. It seems pretty straightforward. Eating and drinking. And then the first three Halachos of Perek Aleph, he begins to lay out in broad strokes to define the Isser Malacha, which he's going to then, and then he then halacha, which he doesn't expand upon that much because he's spoken plenty about Esther Malacha already in the context of Hilchah Shabbos. So he has a little more halacha gimel, some of the details. But then in Perek Alpha Lachadal, if you have it in front of you, mitzvah say, acheres yesh miyom kippur, v'hilish bos bo miachilu shtiyah. To refrain, to cease eating and drinking, so that's a mitzvah asay, just like to be shoveis from malacha, to be shoveis from achilu shtiyah. Ta'anuas nafsho seichem, that's the mitzvah asay. Ta'anuas nafsho seichem, inui, v'piyash shmu alamdu, inui shilu nefesh, that's some, begins to quote the drush of the Gemara is nine dalad. This inu is a reference to fasting, called Sambo Kiyam Mitzvah Asay. If you fast on Yom Kippur, you fulfill a Mitzvah Asay. If you drink, so Bitel Mitzvah Asay. You violate the Mitzvah Asay, and you violate the Lav. Where is there a Lav? So it goes on to quote from the Gemara. The Torah never said lo, but it does say if. It's never said directly as an imperative, do not cease your inui, but it does say, kol anav v'shashar lo su'uneh, whoever does not practice inui, v'nichrusa will get karis. So that's deemed to be a law, especially since there's karis. Okay. So it says, muzhar no nubali, azhar means a law, achil and shtia, and if the person does eat or drink chalil on Yom Kippur, kol habo shos habo b'shoge, chayev karbon chatzis kavua. Okay. So clearly, eating and drinking is forbidden min haTorah, and the mitzvah say and the mitzvah lo say are references to eating and drinking, or rather to not. One's not supposed to eat and drink. Now, as an aside, fascinating law in the Rambam, before we move on from eating and drinking, there was a fascinating law. He said, Chol Tzombo ki mitzvah say. Anyone who fasts is mekayim mitzvah say. So that's intriguing. Because you could have understood, the Rambam often, the Reb Chaim points this out, the Reb Chaim is not the first one to point this out. The Rambam counts what the Reb Chaim likes to term Isuri Asay as Mitzvah Asay. Usually we think of Mitzvah Asay as a Kiyum Asay, something you actually accomplish. I put on tefillin, I give tzedakah, I said Kriya Shema, I ate matzah. I'm actually Makayim something. But every once in a while, the Torah will have a mitzvah asay, in the sense of the language is asay. But what the Torah is conveying with that positive language is not what you're supposed to do, but what you're not supposed to do. So, for instance, kol tzipor tahora tochelu. Torah says, eat kosher birds. So the Ravid gets very upset. What type of. Ramakan says mitzvah asay. The Ravid said, well, what type of mitzvah asay? Well, it's a mitzvah asay to eat poultry? So if I went vegan today, I missed out on that mitzvah asay. Yeah. You make a bracha, you make a brichas mitzvah. Share ki yishon zot tzivanu lechol tzipor Torah. Really, the mitzvah asay to eat kosher birds. So the answer is no. This is what Reb Chaim and other achronim refer to as an iser asay rather than kiyum asay. The Gemara's terminology is a little bit longer. A lav haba miklal asay. It's an iser which is implied by an asay. Asay. It means do. Lo ta'aseh means do not do. So aseh versus lo ta'aseh is a question of language. Whereas kiyum versus iser is a question of conceptually, is something you're supposed to accomplish or something you're supposed to avoid. So sometimes you have an iser aseh. The Torah says, kol tzipor Torah tochelu. It doesn't mean there's a positive mitzvah to go ahead and eat kosher poultry. You don't fulfill a mitzvah by eating kosher poultry. The Torah is saying, eat only kosher poultry. It's really a way of saying an isser, but the Torah said an isser without using the word no. So it's an isser, asay. In language, it's an asay, but conceptually, it's an isser. So we would have thought that v'nisim nafshar seichem also. It's not a mitzvah fast. Not that you mekayim a mitzvah fasting. It's usser to eat and drink. So this Rambam is actually very fascinating. Kol tzombo kiyum mitzvah asay. There's another place Rambam has also, in the beginning of Hilchos Nazirus. He says if a Jew volunteers to be a Nazir, which may or may not be a good idea, there was a discussion about that, but if a Jew volunteers to be a Nazir, if that Jew then goes on to fulfill the dinim, he refrains from wine and grape products, he refrains from haircutting, he refrains from tumas meis, so the Rambam says, you're mekayim a mitzvah of being a Nazir. It's a kiyum asay. Also, it's physically passive, but not merely iser avoidance, but actually a passively fulfilled mit kiyum asay. The Rambam has here as well. As an aside, and then we'll come back to Shai Inuyim, It's worth knowing the Rambam is not the only one who says this. It actually comes up later in the parak. I mentioned last week that the parak goes on, the very end of the parak, the Mishnayos and Gemara switch to the other mitzvah saseh of Bizman HaZeh of Yom Kippur, which is tshuva. But before then, in the early pays, the Mishnayos and Gemara go on, expand to sort of tangentially, so expansions on the Isurei Yom Kippurim. One of them is chinuch. Mishnah Pei Beis talks about being mechanech children to begin fasting even before Bar Bas Mitzvah. The other fascinating Tosef Shem, not really our focus right now, Tosef Shem Pei Beis Zaman Aleph starts talking about when does chinuch apply, when does chinuch not apply. They argue that it doesn't. Not all dinim have chinuch. So one opinion that Tosef Shem raises, one of the Bai Tosefs thinks maybe there's only chinuch on mitzvah say, not mitzvah lo say. We don't accept that lahalacha. There was one of the Bali Tosis, again quoted by Tosi Shan and Pepe Zamaral from Yuma, who thinks there's only mitzvah, chinuch, you have to ensure, Chazal obligate us to ensure that our under bar mitzvah boys, our under bas mitzvah girls are ready saying kriyashma and davening and benching and so on and so forth. But this Bali Tosis held, you're not obligated to insist that your kids don't eat treif. Very strange. Strikes us as incredibly strange. There is a Gemara Yevamos that sounds like that, which is what drives this opinion. Tosis halacha l'maaseh, we don't accept that. And we seem to pass in that Gemara Yevamos talking about a child who's so young that he's before the age of chinuch. Okay, but be that as it may, there is an opinion in Tosis like this. There's only chinuch on mitzvah say, and they say, hey, one second, but the Mishnah says there's chinuch on fasting Yom Kippur. So how could you argue there's only chinuch on mitzvah say? Look at your source. You're on Yom Pei Beis Amarav. So the Tosef Shem answers, no, but that's a kiyum asay. If you fast, fasting is not just an isser, it's actually a kiyum. Passive, but a passive kiyum amitz. Interesting. So that line, the Tosef Shem, Pei Beis Amarav, the Yireim, it's Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, one of the early German Baliyat Tosefs. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says it, it's a mitzvah, v'nitzvah nefesh v'seichem. So that's aligned with this Rambam. Kol atzambo kiyum mitzvah seh. Okay. Question is, what does Rambam think about the other, the Shari Inuyim? So, Perek Avalacha Dalet, he was laying out the mitzvah seh and the mitzvah lo seh involved in avoiding eating and drinking. Halacha hey, he moves on to talk about the Shari Inuyim. We learn from tradition. That's a little vague. The four shari surah. A mitzvah to avoid these, the same way you avoid eating and drinking. Shabbos, the double lashon. Is both to avoid eating and drinking as well as to avoid the others. But it says, but karis carbon is only for achilas shtiyah. The others, yivali shari nuyim, makin oso makas mardus. There is a punishment for violating shari nuyim, Rambam says, it's a drabanan punishment. Malkus, mem lamed kuf vav tav, Malkus is the 39 Malkus, that's an onesh doraisa, that appears in the Chumash and Parashah, as we had a couple weeks ago, Parashah Kisetze. And that the Gemara and Mishnah's Gemara Makas tell us that applies to Lav and Daraisa. Certain Lav and many Lav and Daraisa have the ownership of Malkus. Here, Rambam didn't say you get Malkus. He said you get Makas Marjus, which is a punishment in Drabana. Mm-hmm. So that right away is perhaps a clue that this is Drabana. And that's what the Magad Mishnah perhaps sounds that way as well. That it's the only job on him. And Rabbeinu Manoach, if you happen to have a Frankel Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach says it explicitly. A long way, Rabbeinu Manoach, the page that's not printed in the classical Rambams, but it was the Ksav Yad of Rabbeinu Manoach, he's a Rishon who wrote in the Rambam. The Ksav Yad was uncovered more recently. The Frankel edition, they printed on the page. Very fascinating, very creative. One of the Provençal Rishonim. Rishon from Provence. He writes, there's lots to say in Halacha. Hey, at the very end, the last line, if you don't have it in front of you, fear not. I will read it slowly. He says, Afal gav demit, he says, in Rachatz, etc., you get makas mardus. And he says, well, Afal gav demit, koyel fi lihu, we do learn them from a pasuk. Filo hachi les buisura ela midrabanan. Renoch says explicitly, yes, there's a pasuk, but it's only in Isidrabanan, decry asmachta bi almaninu. So Rabbi Menoch says explicitly, as Rabbi, that's almost exactly what Rabbi Tam wrote in Tosus, or Tosus quote Rabbi Tam. His argument seems to be, well, Makas Mardus, you have an onish Rabbanan, so there you go. There's no Karis, no Malchus Daraisa, it's an onish Rabbanan, so there you go. There's your evidence. The Magen Mishnah is not as clear. He seems to say that as well. Yeah, Beis Yosef, though, I mean, he tells you, well, there's a discussion to be had. And he said, you got to look at the Ran. Remember, I mentioned last week when we ended that the Magen Mishnah and the Ran were chavrusas, they were peers. I don't know if they literally learned by Chavrus or not. The Rav Shech says Nusach, the Magen Mishnah and Ran were Chavrusas. The Daf and Talmid in the same Rebbeim. Sometimes they're very much aligned, sometimes they're not aligned at all. The Magen Mishnah sounds like it's just at least seriously entertaining the possibility that it's Drabana. That's what it sounds like he's saying. It's hard to know for sure. Again, Rav Noach is clear. The Rambam thinks it's Drabana. The Ran says clearly the Rambam thinks it is Daraisa. The Kesef Mishnah, here the Rav Yosef Karo begins to quote the Ran. If you, and you can look in the back, and you'll see the Ran himself expands on this. The Ran says, I think the Rambam held that it's Daraisa. Now the question is twofold. Number one is, what do you do with... Biotosis had two rights, right? Number one was, there's no drasha. The drashas are drabanan, they're asmachtas, right? Which is what the Rabbeinu Manoach and his parish in the Rambam echoed as well. So number one, where's your drasha daraisa? Where does it fit in? And why didn't he count as a mitzvah? Right? And let's take a step further with the Rambam specifically. If it's daraisa, it should be part of a mitzvah. It doesn't sound like it's part of a mitzvah. Number one. Number two is... The question: well, how you understand the content, all of the dinim that sound like they are derabbanan style. So how does that work? So the answer. So let's go step by step in terms of where's your drasha and where does it fit into the mitzvahs. So it's very fascinating. There were two drushas. You'll notice, although the Rebbe Noach extensively quotes the drusha in Ein Vav and Ein Zayin, which the Rif quoted as well, incidentally, the Hani Chimish Inui Keneged Mi, and Rechitza Zinoi, and Sicha Zinoi, and so on and so forth, the five terms of Inui, and Psukim and Tanakh, to prove that each of these five activities is called Inui in the Tanakh, the Rambam didn't quote that. He did quote, though, the first drusha, Ein Dalam Nav. Shabbos and Shavos. And the truth is, the language that he uses here is very powerful. He uses the word mitzvah. See in Lacha Hey? Mitzvah lishvos mikol ha'ek kederach shavos ma'achila shdiya. Mitzvah. The Rambam, you know, when he opens, I think we've explored this in other contexts as well. The Rambam, we see right here that the Rambam always opens kimat every section of the Mishnah Torah by saying, this topic comprises X number of mitzvahs, here's a list of the mitzvahs, and then the following prakim will be the elaboration of those mitzvahs. And the Rambam wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Arabic, incidentally, several years before the Mishnah Torah, and he writes explicitly that he wrote it as a preliminary for himself. He wanted to work out what are the Tariq mitzvahs, and those are the building blocks of halacha. Let me make sure I have all of them so I don't miss anything, and then that'll be the framework that I'll use to then write Mishnah Torah, which isn't just the highlights, but all the details. And he's very explicit. You see here, throughout, consistently throughout Mishnah Torah, seeing the Mishnah Torah explicitly as an elaboration on the mitzvahs. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, section 2 is the 240 mitzvahs essay. Section 3 is the 365 mitzvahs also essay. So what's section 1? Section 1 of the 14 criteria. The Rambam didn't want to just willy-nilly jump into, well, let's find 240 mitzvahs essay. There are so many mitzvahs essay. There are so many mitzvahs also essay. The Rambam says, if it's a Gemara and Demachus says there are only 613, clearly not every din is a mitzvah. So what makes something a mitzvah? The Rambam is constitutionally unwilling to just count things. He says we need to have an organized, methodical, it's consistent definition of a mitzvah such that exactly 613 dinim fit those criteria. So that's so the first section for he lists mitzvahs is to work out a set of criteria that together for the parameters to define what a mitzvah is. So rule number one, they call it shorashim, 14 shorashim, 14 roots. Shorash number one is that mitzvah means daraisa. Only daraisa is a mitzvah. Shorash number two is only Torah Shebichsav is called a mitzvah. Again, Jews keep both daraisa drabbanans. We keep both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. Not every din is a mitzvah. That's fine. We keep din that aren't mitzvahs as well. But when you talk about mitzvah, both in the context of 613 mitzvahs, and again, Rambam sees it not as a curiosity, but as sort of the structure, the basic skeleton, the building blocks, the basic categories of halacha. Those categories are essentially 613 psukim. 613 dimdarais appear in the Chumash. And then again, there are more criteria as well. So if he says mitzvah lishbos, that means daraisa. Now, he did say it in Makas Mardus. That's true. But that just means that the punishment is drabbanan. It doesn't mean that the Isser is drabbanan. The Isser might be daraisa. Ah, but then you say, if the Isser is daraisa, why isn't there a punishment in the Torah? The answer is what we said before. Malkus daraisa only applies to a subset of Dim daraisa. I said it only applies to Lavin, and only to the particular Lavin. A machlok zatanam whether a lav shein bo maisa gets malchus. Not we paskin not. That doesn't mean, therefore, that a lav shein bo maisa isn't daraisa. Or let's even say something more basic. Mitzvah saseh. A Jew eats a full meal and doesn't bench. A Jewish man refuses to wear tefillin. A Jewish man refuses to shake lulav. A Jewish man or woman refuses to give stock. You're approached by a poor person with legitimate need and you have cash and you violate. Yevayle pasoach tiftach. That may be lavin there as well. I violate mitzvah say. So I don't get malchus. Why not? Why is there no malchus in that thing? Does that mean that birkas hamazon is the only drabbanan? No, birkas hamazon is daraisa. V'chal tefas v'atavrechta. We paskin that kriyas shema is daraisa. But there's no malchus. Why not? Well, obviously because malchus is a subset of daraisas. You'll only find an onesh daraisa on a din daraisa, but not every din daraisa carries with it an onesh daraisa. As we said, malchus only applies to mitzvahs lo saseh. If it's a mitzvah say daraisa, but there's no malchus. A Jewish man refused to eat masa leila seder. That's terrible. He was mavatla mitzvah say daraisa. He doesn't get malchus for it.
Why wouldn't the Rambam say you get malchus
then? So sometimes you do. And here's an example of. This is a din daraisa, but there's no malchus daraisa. Why? Because how does this fit in? So you take a look back for a moment in the previous page where he gives the prat hamitzvahs or the rimzi hamitzvahs. Some like to call it the kotarot, the headers. Where he lists the four mitzvahs in Hilchos Shvi'is Asar. Right? He says 1 and 2 are malacha, and then 3 and 4 lehisa nos and sholecha v'lishtos bo. So the lav. It's specific not to eat and drink, quite clear. So if you, and remember that the lav is Rambam quoted from Chazal, the lav is the pasuk about karis. So shari nuyim are not included in the lav. The lav is only, as Rambam says, pithily, not to eat and drink. If chalila take a shower in Yom Kippur, I did not violate the lav. But I did apparently violate the asay, which was his anos. Now we use the term lehisanos mean to fast, tanis. In language of Chazal, usually it's fasting. The truth is, tanis lehisanos is inui. That's biblical Hebrew. That's exactly the question. What's inui? What's inui? So what the Rambam is telling us is that the mitzvah of being shove, so the mitzvah say just like there's a mitzvah say to be shove from malacha, there's a mitzvah say of being shove from what? Shabbos Shabboson teaches me that it's more that the mitzvah say is more broad than the mitzvah lo says it. Mitzvah lo says only the narrow sense of inoy in terms of kol nefesh olos une achil and shtia. But Shabbos Shabboson is a drasha. The Rambam appears to say drasha daraisa. A drasha daraisa that expands, that tells me that the mitzvah say includes more types of inoy. So in terms of Tosas's he'ara, the re quoted by the Rush, well, keneged me, that's not a deraisa language. That's right. The Rambam doesn't quote keneged me. He doesn't quote the drasha ein vav as the drasha that's the source for this din. He quoted ein dalet, Shabbos Shabbos. So he made the Rush. Rambam may well agree with the re. Yeah, keneged me, that's an asmachta. The fact that the term ino appears five times, that's an asmachta. And that's why he said mepia shmua. He seems to say that in the Pirush HaMishnayos as well. Nathan had pointed last time, you got to look in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it sounds like the details of exactly what's called inui, that Chazal figured out without a direct pasuk. True. But the drasha Shabbos Shabboson that implies there's more to the mitzvah say than only the core isser of achila shtia, that is a drasha gemura. That's the real drasha that creates a deraisa expansion of this mitzvah. Now, 2 points. Question number. I'll lay out the first question because we're gonna put on pause for a moment. So one question, the most obvious question you might be thinking is, well, if not the connected me, then how did Chazal know what's included? Or how do we know Minat Torah what's included? Good question. Like, Shabbos Shabboson doesn't give you a lot of details. Let's hold on to that. We'll get back to that, circle back to that in a couple of minutes. The second point is that Shabbos Shabboson, the Rashi quote, the Ri is attacking Shabbos Shabboson. That's also not Daraisa. How do you know it's not Daraisa? Well, the Rush had said, and it says this both in the Piskei Rush in the back of the Gemara and the Tosa Rush, you must begin the parak. He says, well, because the same drasha comes up by Shabbos. And it's the source for all the Jordim Drabbanan, Shmusin. So clearly it's an Asmachta. It doesn't generate real Dim Daraisa. Take a look at a gorgeous Rambam. If you have a Rambam in front of you, you can turn to parak. Well, first turn to the very beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, where he lists the mitzvahs of Shabbos. He has 30 prakim of Hilcha Shabbos, a lot of material, but not so many mitzvahs. The beginning of Hilcha Avodah Zarah is more than 50 mitzvahs. I think that's the record. Number of mitzvahs in a single section, I think Hilcha Avodah Zarah is the most. Hilcha Shabbos is a lot of Hilcha Shabbos, but only 5 mitzvahs. But real, these are very, very dense mitzvahs. And number one is Lishbos Bashvi, and number two is Shlo L'Asubo Melacha. That's many, many, many prakim. Define malacha and the details of his tells us. Okay. And he gets started right away. Parakaf alacha av hilchal shabbos. Shviza b'shvim malacha mitzvah say. Yom ha'shvi tishbos. And if you do malacha, bitel mitzvah say, and you violate the losa say. Losa is come off, right? We already heard that type of framework in the beginning of hilchal shviza. So sorry. So he has the hilchal shabbos as well. Shviza b'malacha is a mitzvah say, and losa is come malacha is mitzvah losa say. Okay. And then he spends 20 prakim on malacha. And for Perek Zayin and on, he lists all the third eye malachas from Perek Ches to Perek Chaf. 13 prakim going through every single malacha. Charisha, Zriya, Katsira. One by one, gives you the Av malacha and the Toldos. Very thorough. All the Dim Daraisa of the Lamentas malachas appear in those 13 prakim, the Perek Chaf, Perek Ches to Perek Chaf. And then we get to Perek Chaf Aleph. He just finished the list. He just finished the list of all the malachos, as well as some other derises as well of malacha, with animals, mechamer, and so forth. Done with the isurim derises of malacha. Perek Chaf Aleph. He's about to dive into another round through the Malachas, this time going through the Drabbanans. What are the Drabbanans of Chorsh? What are the Drabbanans of Zoreah? For instance, one of the Drabbanans of Kosev is it's forbidden to engage in commercial transactions. You can't buy and sell on Shabbos, a Gezeirah Shema Yichtav. You can't take medication on Shabbos, a Gezeirah Shema Yitchon. So all those Drabbanans appear, the extensions of Malachim Drabbanan, the Gezeirah Drabbanan, those all appear in the next couple of Prakim, beginning with Perek Chaf Aleph, where he goes through the Lamatas Malachas again, in order, this time giving all the Drabbanans. Now, how does he introduce this list of Drabbanans of Shabbos, of Shmusin? Take a look at Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilcha Shabbos. Quote starts with the Pasuk. Nemra Torah Tishbos. The Torah says Tishbos. Right? Mitzvah say, we saw that Perek Aleph. Afilu Midvar Sheinim Halacha Chayav Tishbos. Tishbos implies more broadly than just lo sasa kol malacha, the lav is very specific. Don't do malacha. If it's malacha, you can't do it. If it's not malacha, it's not included. But the mitzvah say is more broad. Tishbo is you should rest. You should cease. Even things that aren't malacha. You have to even stop things that are malacha. That's very ambiguous. Udevarim har behenya. You expect the Rambam to say, oh, and here are the other things which are awesome in our Torah. Because they're, you have to be shoves from them. But he instead pivots to Devarim Harbein Shasuchah Mishum Shvus. There are many, many things that Chazal forbade Midrabanan as a Shvus. Sometimes because they're Domela Malacha, they're Malacha Drabanan, as Rabbi Shechter coins the term. And sometimes the Gezerah because you may come to do a Malacha. The Ein Luhain. So the Magen Mishnah says, there's a total disconnect here. You quote a Pasuk, and then you start talking Drabanans. Is this Daraisa Drabanan? And plus we would add, he left us sort of hanging there. He said that there's a mitzvah, while the mitzvah losa say only forbids malacha, the mitzvah say is more broad, and he never explains. And say he starts talking about Drabanans. It feels almost so like we're missing a few pages. So the Magen Mishnah says, no. That's exactly what it is. The Drabbanans are the mitzvah saseh deraisa. Well, how could that be? Is it Drabbanans deraisa? I don't understand. So the Magen Mishnah says, well, the Rambam here is very briefly adopting the position of the Ramban, lays at much greater length, several places, especially in near the end of Parshas Amor, where he talks about these drashas, Shabbos, Shabboso, and Tishbos. And the Ramban says that this is an example, not the only example, where the Torah is a mitzvah say that's meant to fill in the spirit of the law. More famously, he writes it in Parshas Kedoshim. What does the Torah mean when it says Kedoshim to you? What does that include? Ramban says it means don't live a treifa lifestyle, but technically everything is kosher. Every action is kosher, but the lifestyle is not all in the spirit of the law. So a person, as Ramban says, a Jew is going to be a total glutton and totally overindulge all of his appetites, but technically everything is glad kosher. Ramban says, that's not okay. You didn't violate the lav, any lavan of treifas, for instance, but you violate the mitzvah say kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you sort of fills in the spirit of the law. Spirit of the law is not just a nice idea, it's a halachic imperative. It's not a mitzvah lo sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei. So if as the Ramban coins there the phraseology, famous phrase, novel b'shus ha-Torah. I'm living like a debased person, but b'shus ha-Torah. Technically authorized by the Torah. It's kosher, halachic. I'm halachic. Nothing, no food was treif. Yeah, you're keeping the spirit of the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. That's a violation of a din daraisa, mitzvah daraisa of kedoshim to you. Now, Ban says it as well in terms of Beit Adam La Chaveiro. Beit Adam La Makom is the spirit of Beit Adam La Makom is a mitzvah say of kedoshim to you. The spirit of Beit Adam La Chaveiro, the Ramban understands, is a mitzvah say of vasisa hayasher vahatov. To do that which is right and good. So to do something which technically wasn't theft, but it's not right, it's not yosher. So that's a violation of a din daraisa, a mitzvah daraisa of asisi yashvatov. to maintain the spirit of the law in the area of Dini Mamas, the area of Baal Machadero, is a absolute halachic imperative, mitzvah asija asher tov. Then, although it sounds like we're basically covered, Baal Machadero are covered by Kiddush HaMetiyu, Baal Machadero is covered by asija asher tov, Ramban never explains why Shabbos merits its own spirit of the law, mitzvah seh. But he does put the three together, and he says that Shabbos Yontif in particular, these mitzvah seh, Tishbos, Shabboson, they do the same thing. Now, Ban says you can imagine, very vivid, he says you can imagine a town, the whole marketplace is bustling and functioning basically normally. A fully functioning marketplace in an entirely Jewish town. And technically, no one's done any malacha. All the records are written with a shinui. The money's only muksa rabbanan. You can imagine we're carrying all the merchandise in a carmelis. You can imagine a scenario where technically I haven't violated any law of daraisa, no malacha daraisa, but your whole day is not Shabbos day. Your day is totally a weekday. Weekday style, but technically you haven't done any malacha. So Ramban says, is that okay? I understand you're violating Din Rabbanan, but Minat Torah. Ramban says, no, it's a violation of a Din Daraisa. Which Din Daraisa? Not Los Hasaka Malacha, you haven't done Malacha. But it's a violation of Tishbos, of Shabbos Shabboson. Because it says, that's a mitzvah Daraisa of Shabbos Dik. That your day has to be a Shabbos Dik a day. The spirit of Shabbos is a Din Daraisa. It's not a lav, it's an asay. So the Rambam's Magen Mishnah says that's the Rambam saying also. Rambam is saying Tishbos means to do. You have to go beyond the narrow avoidance of Malacha more broadly. How? More broadly to make sure that the day is Shabbos day. Now, but how do you do it? Here the Rambam Magen Mishnah says, and how do you go about doing that? So he said, look, Min HaTorah could have thought of many different ways, many different regimes I could adopt that would keep my day Shabbos day. It didn't have to be the specific Din Drabban that Chazal laid out. But what Chazal lay out as the Drabbans of Zareya and the Drabbans of Tochen, the Drabbans of Motzi Mishur Sloshers and so forth, the Drabbans of Shabbos, the Shpusin, taken together, provide you with a system, not the only system, but a system which allows you to fulfill Tishbos.
Big difference is the Rambam and Shabbos doesn't put down the term Makas Mardus. He only has Skila as your option. If you're over on the, it may come you to do the Vitisrat Skila. And the Rambam here uses the differentiation of, well, this is what you'd over on Skila or Kares in Yom Kippur, because it's Kares. And if this is what you're over, Makas Mardus. So the Rambam is also making a distinction between Yom Kippur,
yeah,
and that differentiation.
Yom Kippur
doesn't make by Shabbos.
Yeah, Yom Kippur is not the same as Shabbos. Yom Kippur is actually, for the Rambam, certainly the way the Rambam understands, a little bit more chamer. And let's explain. But the first thing you see here is that the Rambam, see the Rushes or the Rees attack on the Drasha of Shabboson. Well, we know that's not smachta because by Shabbos it's not smachta. Well, the Baitosas think by Shabbos it's not smachta. But the Rambam actually thinks that it is a Din Daraisa by Shabbos. And again, in other words, the need to specifically avoid taking medication on Shabbos unless you're a chola, that detail is Rabbanon. In other words, I could have fulfilled the daraisa of Tishbos through a different set of restrictions rather than the ones that Chazal laid out. But Lamaisa, by keeping Chazal's restrictions, I am thereby not only keeping the Din Rabbanan, but I am thereby also fulfilling the Din Daraisa of Tishbos. Sort of like, and you'll find that such a phenomenon in other cases as well. For instance, benching. V'chaltav v'savato v'rachta. You got benched. That's a Din Daraisa. What do you say? Well, the Gemara lays out a couple of topics, themes that have to be mentioned. We could have thought of many different formula, many different texts that would include those themes and fulfill them in Stari. So bench, you could imagine 1,000 different possible texts that and any one of them includes all the themes. Any one of them is a way to fulfill them in Stari. So benching. A Birkas HaMazon. Chazal came along and said, we want to fulfill them in Stari. So Birkas HaMazon specifically with this text, the one that appears in our Seder. Okay. So the need to specifically say that text is Rabbanan. But when I say that text, I haven't just fulfilled the Rabbanan, I fulfill the Daraisa, Birk Samazan. Chazal are mandated one particular way to fulfill Daraisa. Yeah.
There were many mitzvahs where the mitzvah close to aseh, and then the purpose, and then there's an aseh mentioned associated with it, where Rashi says it's there to strengthen the severity of the lo saseh. So what differentiates? Why in this case we have lo sasu malacha, the lo saseh? Why wouldn't the Rambam just see tishbos as simply as the asay, which strengthens the severity of the los asay versus, well, make Shabbos more Shabbistic?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. How do you know that here, you're asking that a number of cases where you have a pair, a mitzvah, sasay, mitzvah, pair. Hashavas aveda, losuchal asalei. A pasoach tiftach by tzedakah, a pasoach tiftach, and los amos is levavcha. So in every case, you got to figure out: is there something added by the mitzvah say? The los say adds usually an onesh. If it was just the mitzvah say, there wouldn't be malchus. That los doesn't always add an onesh. Tzedakah, there's no malchus. You're right. Sometimes, let's say, like with the example we gave before, kol sipur Torah tochelu doesn't expand the bounds of the din beyond the lav. It just means it's now it's a double, two entries in the targumets. I say Allah saying that's more chamor. So how did Chazal know? He's quoting Midrash Chazal, the Rambam. But he understands those are real drashas gemuras from the Torah. How did Chazal? What about this pasuk indicate to Chazal that's not just a doubling, but it's actually an expansion? I'm not sure. Maybe it's the language. Shavisa as opposed to just Inui, or Shavisa as opposed to merely Malachas. Maybe it's the difference in language, that's what it sounds like. It sounds more broad. But again, as we were saying, so whether you had this by Berak Samazan, by Tefillah according to Rambam, various situations, various mitzvahs where Min HaTorah, there can be many different possible formats through which you could fulfill the mitzvah. And Chazal came along and mandated one. So when I bench the using the matbei, using the formula that Chazal drew up, so I'm fulfilling the din drabanan to use that particular text. But obviously, I'm also fulfilling the mitzvah of benching. If I use some other text, I will fulfill the mitzvah of benching, but not the din drabanan to bench in this particular way. See, here as well, there's a din daraisa to keep the day a Shabbos day a day. And then Chazal said, at the very least, you have to do that by keeping all these Isurim Drabbanan. And you can do other things as well. You have a specific list of Din Drabbanan that you need to fulfill. Maybe a mitzvah say also Drabbanan, a big day Shabbos, and so forth. There's a certain set of what you need to do in order to fulfill Tishbos. So what's fascinating is by keeping the Shvusin, I not only avoid its Drabbanan, but I fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa. Yeah.
What does the Ran do with the Reed's argument of the Mishnah had all these exceptions to the rule?
That's where we're coming now. Right. So remember the by Tosis it said problem number one when saying it's Daraisa is where's your drasha? Problem number two is why do you have all these exceptions if it's Daraisa? So problem number one, where's your drasha? He said the Rambam seems to agree with the Reed that the Keneged Mi is not drasha Gemura Daraisa. But he understands that the Gedrashan Daf Ayin Dalet, Shabbos Son Shvos, that's what he's quoting. That's a mitzvah say. That's an expansion, a Daraisa expansion of the Din Daraisa of Inui. And unlike the Rosh, the Re, the Rambam thinks that Shabbos Son by Shabbos is a Drasha Gemura Daraisa, and therefore he has no problem assuming that's also a Drasha Gemura Daraisa by Yom Kippur. Now the question is though, as we said before, well, but how do you know if it's just Shabbos Sohn, so how do you know what's included? If you're using the drasha keneged me, drasha ayin vav, that lays out. You have the word inuim appears five times, so you know there are five slots to fill, and here are five items that are somewhere in the Tanakh described as being inuim. But the Rambam seems to align himself with the Ri on this point, the keneged me is not drasha gemura d'oraisa, so how do you know that rechitza sicha nesan tashamita? The answer to that aligns with the second question that Eric just raised, which is, well, what are you going to do with the question? This the Ron addresses directly. Ron says, you read the Rambam, the Ron right here at the beginning. So Ron and Daf Alpha, at the top of Alpha, and off with Daf Hira. He says, you read the Rambam, the Ron says, to my eye, the Rambam clearly thinks that the Shari Nuim are Nisa Dereis. Aye, but the Bali Tosin made a good point. Rabbi Tamre says, and the Ri says more of it. All these rule, all these exceptions, Mishum Tzorech Yermekel, that's such a drabbanan flavor to it. So Ron says something fascinating. The very beginning of the wide lines. It says, first, he makes an argument in favor of them being daraisa. He says, "Avapisha amru aser la'amru onish kosh ala ochel v'shoso osam alachu b'vat." That daraisa which we saw in Ayin Daven Alef. It's a sort of a strange thing to say if the others are drabanan. The others are inuim drabanan bi'alma. What do you mean la'amru onish kares? That the only thing you can say is, well, but they're all aser, but only chilashti is onish kares. How about they're all aser, but only chilashti is daraisa? Let's say something more fundamental. So the Ron says, if you read that braisa with open eyes, it really sounds like they're all the raisa, but this is the raisa kalas, this is the raisa chamar. Okay, so that's a very strong point. Ron says that's what convinces me to reject Tosas. I think I nearly the kulam raisa in him, the second word line. But here's the key concept that he introduces. This is the chiddush of the Ron. Kevan de lav beklal inui diksivi bekra behedya bidaraisa ninu. It's not what's overtly being referred to the Chumash as inui, because again the Gaon of Ayin Daven Beis understood that the pasuk of inui with kares is talking about havadati, specifically a type of inui that causes a physical reduction in one's body, namely eating and drinking, or not eating and drinking. See, he says, it comes from the ribuy of Shabbason, as the Rambam quotes as well. Ki litve, it's more kal. Umisaran hakasav lachachamim. The Torah hands it off to the chachamim. Behein heikalu ben kifi masher ro'u. So Chazal were mekel according to what they saw fit. Behitir kol she'en as latanag. And they were matir whenever you're not doing it for pleasure. If you take a bath to shower to enjoy, or just a default shower, the default shower is considered latanag aser. But if you're showering because you're dirty, that Chazal said that's mut. And he says, this is not just me, v'chein dasa Rambam zal. Peragam hechashu zasa, they're all daraisa. The question is, well, can't have your cake and eat it too. He says, well, it's daraisa, but the Torah gave over to the Chacham and they were meko. Daraisa is Rabbanan. It's Daraisa B'chad Torah gives the Chachamim? What does that mean? And the truth is, that term, Misana Kasa L'Chachamim, is, the Baal Mar Makomas, I had mentioned the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. That Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is the source for this terminology. Misana Kasa L'Chachamim. It's not in the context of Shari Nuyam and Yom Kippur, it's in the context of Meleches Chol Hamoed. Ironically, although Meleches Chol Hamoed is headquartered in Maseches Moed Katan, the core fundamental question of where's Meleches Chol Hamoed come from? Is it Daraisa is Rabbanan? Is actually appeared not in Moed Katan, but in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. There's a long tosis there, trying to figure out similar type of question. Is there so many kulas in Meleches Chol Hamoed? Davar ha'aved is mutter, tzarchei mitzvah, tzarchei rabim. Similar type of argument to hear. You're not allowed to do melacha, but if you're going to avoid a loss, you're allowed to do melacha. I can't fix the roof, but if it's leaking, I can fix the roof. What? Well, because of Hefsin Mammon. Hefsin Mammon sounds like a rationale for a het drabbanon and an issa drabbanon. But what type of issa daraisa is mutter mishum davra aved? So Biotosis thinks there as well. The whole issa melachas chalmol is drabbanon. And the drasha just asks machta. And when the Gemara says, Lamasar kasal chachamim, daf yuches na'af chagiga, Tosis thinks that means, that's a way of saying, the Torah never forbade melachas chalmol. The Torah says this concept of Chol Moed, but the Torah never introduced Yisra Malacha. The Torah has Yisra Malacha on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, and Yom Tif, but by Tosafot understand, the Torah never instituted Yisra D'Oraisa of Malacha on Chol Moed. It's wide open. Chazal came and said, we're going to institute Yisra Malacha Midrabanan on Chol Moed. So, all the rules are Drabanan, because the Yisra is Drabanan. That's the approach of Balei Tosafot. But the Ran says, that's not the only way to read the Gemara. The Rambam, clearly, and several other Rishonim as well, the opening Keren Ora and Moed Katan lays out this whole Machlokes Rishonim, whether Melechus Chol Moed is derived to drop on him. Ron says here, he's accessing that Gemara without naming it. It's a deraisa. So what does the Gemara mean with Masar? The Torah gave it over to Chacham. What's going on is the following. When you have, what the Ron seems to be driving as the following. When you have a din daraisa, every once in a long while, the Torah will have a din daraisa, which is incredibly vague. The parameters are so vague and so overtly vague. Like in your face, the Torah says, you can't do this, but like, I'm not telling you what it means. So every once in a while, you have that. So sometimes, you know, often you have details are not laid out. Almost every mitzvah in the Torah has details not laid out. And that's the interplay of Torah Shavu Sav, Torah Shavu Peh. You dash from here, you figure out from there, a svara. But sometimes it says the core din is left totally vague, like a hollow. So the Torah is only giving you a shell. So sometimes the Torah Shemachzav only gives you a shell, but the Torah Shemach Peh helps. Yeah, there's a drasha daraisa to help you out. For instance, Melechas Shabbos. The Torah never keeps saying don't do melacha, don't do melacha. Doesn't really tell us what melacha is. But in Vayah, the Gemara in Shabbos stuff in Testament Bay says yeah, but in Vayakel. The Torah says, don't do melacha, and immediately segues into Asiyas HaMishkan. There you go. That's your model for what constitutes melacha. That which they did in the Mishkan is melacha. So don't do on Shabbos what they did in constructing a Mishkan. Okay. So the psukim don't spell it out, but the drasha does. So you're good. But every once in a while, there isn't even a drasha to tell you what the din is. For instance, Torah says not to do Malach and Chol Moed, but it's less than Yom Tov. So Yom Tov is less than Shabbos, and Torah Parshas Bo tells you. Achasher Yechel Chol Nefesh. Chol Nefesh is Mutar Yom Tov. Okay. But what's Malach and Chol Moed? Less than Yom Tov. So what is it? We have no indication of Pesukim, no Jerusha. It's like overtly vague. Or Shari Nuyim. Well, there's an isser of eating and drinking. And there's also, you have to be shoveis more broadly. Shabbos so. Well, what does that mean? Do what else? So the Ran and the other Chachmei Svar understood, when you have the type of setup where the Torah has a din, but is very overtly vague about it, and there aren't clues in the Chumash, there aren't even drushes of the Torah Shel Peh to fill the details, so then the Torah is in those rare cases where the Torah is implying, what's the Torah communicating? L'masar kazal ha-chachamim. The Torah is communicating that there is a din daraisa, and I'm not telling you what the details are. Which means that Chazal should use their svara to decide what they think are reasonable parameters, and whatever parameters they set up will have the binding force of a daraisa. Lo Masara Kaza Chacham, literally, a din daraisa, but the Torah hands it off to the Chachamim to parameterize that din daraisa, to define the din daraisa. But in other words, the din daraisa is don't do Malacha Chol Moed as per Chazal's definitions. Abstain from pleasure on Yom HaKippurim as per Chazal's definitions. So now you have this fascinating mix where the parameters are going to have a drabanan flavor to them, but the binding force is deraisa. Because whatever rules, however hagdaras chazal make, whatever definitions they give, become a deraisa. Because lamasara kasa lachacham. Literally, unlike Balayatosis in Moikat in Chagiga, the lamasara kasa lachacham is just a fancy way of saying it's mutam in haTorah, it's asim drabanan. The Ran is saying, no, literally, it's a din deraisa, but the Torah authorized Chazal to create the rules for this deraisa. Whatever rules they create become deraisa. So that's why, the Ran says, that's the answer. That's why you have a din deraisa with drabanan style parameters. Because they are drabanan style parameters, but the binding force is deraisa. It's a step beyond what we said before. Before we said, Chazal wrote a nusach for benching, but that benching is when you say it, you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's a different type of interplay, because there, you didn't need Chazal to make that d'oraisa. There are 1,000 ways to bench, they all work min haTorah. Chazal picked one of them and said, we're expecting you to use that one in particular. That's one type of interplay of d'oraisa drabanan in the same din. But there, Chazal aren't necessary to power the deraisa. What they're saying is an overlay. This already is the fulfillment of mitzvah deraisa. Chazal said, the overlay of Chazal is you must use this particular format. But it will be deraisa meaningful min haTorah anyhow, even before Takanas Chazal. Here it's different. Here, Chazal are actually defining the deraisa. So that's what the Ran says. And that seems to fit beautifully with the Rambam, as the Ran himself points out.
So they get that
it is deraisa. The onus is only drabanan. Why? Because it's not a lav. It's yeshba maisa, but it's only mitzvah aseh. It's an isra aseh. It's an active isra aseh. It's unusual. it's an active isra aseh. By nazir also have an active isra aseh. And kima aseh and isra aseh. But there's also lavin. Is if I drink wine, I don't get malchus because I violate the aseh. Because of shia, I get malchus because I violate the lav, not drink wine. Here, the lav though is narrower. The mitzvah aseh is broader. So yeah, if I eat or drink in Yom Kippur, I don't get malchus. Worse than malchus, I get kares. But the mitzvah aseh includes not only eating and drinking, as Rambam said, halacha dalad, but it's more expansive, as it says in halacha, it also includes rechitza, sicha, nisa, sam, latash, shemita. So if I violate any of those, that is a violation of deraisa, but not a violation of a lav deraisa, it's a bitul ha-mitzvah. I'm not being misanet properly in Yom Kippur. So mevatel mitzvah aseh deraisa. What are you getting mevatel mitzvah deraisa? Not malchus. Malchus is only in lavin. But sometimes Chazal say he will give you makas mardus, an onish drabanan for a violation of a din daraisa. So that's what's going on here, and that's what Rama said. Looking back at the language, and with this we close. Looking back, and then take a question. Looking back at the language, it said mitzvah lishmos mikol elu kid derech shoshos machil ashtia. It's a mitzvah, as I said before. Mitzvah means, for the Ram means daraisa. And he said clearly, he made the equation. Kederach sheshos mechir yashtia. It's the same thing. On the mitzvah level, it's the same thing. And he actually had opened this 2 lines earlier, had opened halachay with the word v'chein. V'chein. That's an equation. Why would you equate a daraisa to rabbanan? That'd be pretty surprising. No. He said, a mitzvah say of fasting. And that mitzvah also includes rechitza, sichin, santa, shamita. Now, lamanu pi hashmua, we need tradition, or we need mi pi hashmua is actually interesting terminology. The nitziv rather says the pi hashmua doesn't necessarily mean halacha Moshe Sinai. It means an ancient tradition. It could be ancient tradition of a drasha, or it could be ancient tradition of halacha Moshe Sinai. The Nitziv understands that for the Rambam, Hilchasa Gemirila means halacha Moshe Sinai, but Gemara Gemirila just means an ancient tradition. And I believe the Nitziv says that's what Rambam translates as Mipi HaShemua, from tradition. That's what Gemara means. Gemara is a tradition, which doesn't have to be halacha Moshe Sinai. That's what's going on here. It's a very, very ancient, in this case, neither halacha shisina nor a drasha, but a determination of Chazal. At a very early stage, Chachmei HaTorah determined that here's how we're going to put flesh on the bones of the din of Shabbosot. That it is Rechitza, Sicha, Nilsa, Sandal, Tasha, Shamita. Those are therefore included in the din daraisa of the mitzvah daraisa of Tishbos, the mitzvah daraisa of being Shoves, of being Misaneh, but not Kares. The lav is narrowly defined, but the mitzvah say is more broadly defined. So that is the core of the machlokas rishonim about shari nun yom kippur, whether it is daraisa or drabana. And once again, as I mentioned in passing last time, this is one of what I believe are many, many, many examples of a pattern that when you have a machlokas, all Ashkenazim against all Sfaradim, practically all Sfaradim. Whether a concept, not just a detail, but a concept is derived from Rabbanan, as far as I can tell, it's invariably Ashkenazim say Rabbanan, the Sfarim say Daraisa. I mentioned last time, at one point I had a much longer list. I think I had 13 examples of this. I cannot remember all of them. But some examples include Tchum Yud Beis Mil, another example is Aveus Yom Rishon, whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan, and whether And the Shvusin, this idea of Shabbason and Shabbos, and Melechus Chol Moed, and our topic, Shari Nuyim on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Siya Shukach, I'm glad to stick around for questions. The idea